So to continue our build-up to Saturday's All-Ireland Ladies Football Final, I caught up with Ballymacarbery captain Aileen Wall and goalkeeper Lauren Fitzpatrick at training in Colligan during the week. And I asked Aileen firstly about the great support they brought to Armagh for the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, we had fantastic support, in fairness. It was a long drive for people, but our families and friends thankfully made the effort. We had a lot of people staying overnight and everything to get to the game. So it was great to have the community behind us, and I've no doubt that they'll all make their way to Croke Park now, whatever way they can.
Yeah, can you talk us through your goal, Aileen, because it was a really key score at the start of the second half?
Yeah, I suppose we discussed that Lauren, you know, Lauren has a very good kick out and she can get a lot of distance on it. So there was a bit of a hill in the field. So Lauren was able to get really good distance on it down to me in the wing forward position. And thankfully, the bounce was right for me. And I suppose it opened up then. And when you see green grass, you have to go. And it just opened up. And when I got close enough, I said, I'm going to have to go for it here and hopefully change the game. And it did. It went in, thankfully. And I suppose that gave us a bit of breathing space then, and we were able to push on from there.
I'm pretty sure I saw your sister, Mairead, running out on the field the last day. Aileen, is she back in training now ahead of this All-Ireland?
Yeah, thankfully. We've had Mairead and Sinead return to the panel, Sinead Ryan as well. So, you know, they're really valuable members of our panel, and they were away from us for a while, but back on board now, and it's great to have them in the dressing room and on the field with us, and it's an extra force for driving us on.
Yeah, like Mairead is only recently after giving birth. Was she really keen to get back involved as soon as she could?
Oh God, she was. Yeah, no, the sooner the better now. So no, she's delighted to be back involved. And you know, her and Sinead, they really did miss the action when being in the dressing room and all. So it's great that they can be part of it again. And you know, I think nobody wants to miss now going to Croke Park. So they're delighted to be back on board.
Bring it back to the very start, Aileen. What are your earliest memories of playing ladies football with Ballymacarbery?
I suppose following Linda and Mairead around my, you know, wherever they went, I seemed to pop up, whether it was getting a ball behind the goals or handing someone a water bottle when water bottles were a thing. But I just remember, you know, in school as well, I have great memories over in Ballymacarbery of playing with the school team. And Bridget Grant was a major trainer for us all up along in our underage setup. So, you know, they're great memories. But thankfully, I'm playing with some of the girls that I would have played with from under 8 and under 10 up, you know, the likes of Karen McGrath and stuff. So it's great to be, you know, running out onto Croke Park with them when you started in the middle field when you were 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, and who were the players that you would have looked up to when you first walked into the midfield, Aileen?
I suppose the one that sticks out always for me was Áine Wall. I suppose I'm a bit small. The two of us weren't the tallest players ever. So I suppose I liked to kind of think that I could copy a bit of what Áine was doing. She was an amazing player, a really nippy forward as well. So I really liked what she was doing, and she was one that I always looked up to. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, how young were you then when you started off playing with the Ballymacarbery first team?
So I suppose I was about 13 I think when I got into it first, but I think they just felt sorry for me. I was tagging along to all the trainings anyway with Linda and Mairead, so they just felt they'd throw me a jersey, you know, the last jersey. But it was great to be involved so early and get experience from the get-go, you know.
I was reading your player profile before the Munster final, Aileen, and you were asked about your pre-game ritual, and you said 4 sausages for breakfast. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, I suppose I'm not the healthiest of athletes that you'd have out there, but it works for me, and it gives me my bit of energy. Now, I have other stuff with it, but the 4 sausages works, you know, so I'll stick with it.
Great stuff. What's ahead of you now on the 16th with Kilcairn Clonburn? Obviously you're very familiar with them, having met them in last year's semi-final.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we're a very different side to the team that we were last year. I suppose we never expected last year, you know, we were hoping we'd win the Munster and all that, but a semi-final was, you know, out of this world for us last year. And I suppose it came at the wrong time for us. We were kind of on a bit of a decline, and you know, Clonburn, they were building towards an All-Ireland final. That was their goal, but that wasn't the goal for us. But I suppose this year, as matches went on, we realised that we could go a bit further, and we've been able to plan accordingly, and I suppose our coaches have done a great job in getting us ready, and you know, we're coming good at the right time, and fitness is really good at the moment. And I suppose that's something that let us down last year. You know, we kind of faded and we couldn't keep up with them. But I think this year we're on the right track, and you know, we've set everything up right for a cracking final.
What have you made of the support, not only within the club, Aileen, but outside of that as well? Like the GoFundMe page that you set up in the build-up for the All-Ireland semi-final got huge support. I think it's gone over €10,000 at this stage. What have you made of that support that you've got?
Yeah, God, it's amazing. We had a committee meeting. We thought we'd get the bones of €2,000 or €3,000, you know, together just to pay for a meal or help pay for a bus. But it's just been phenomenal. The support from all over the county. We're getting messages from clubs all over the place. We're getting messages from businesses saying that they want to support us and help. And I suppose it just shows the importance of ladies football, and I suppose people really want to support women's sport, and they want to keep people, you know, playing and really champion ladies football in the county. So we're delighted, and you know, we're really thankful. We want to say thanks to everybody. We're so thankful, and it means that we can prepare as best as we can, and we don't have to worry about, you know, cutting corners anywhere. We can get everything that we need for the final. So a huge thank you to anyone who has donated or sponsored us over the last 3 weeks.
Well, Ballymacarry captain Aileen Wall, thanks for your time this evening, and all the best in the All-Ireland final.
Great, thanks a million, Tomás.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So I'm here with Ballymacarry goalkeeper Lauren Fitzpatrick ahead of the All-Ireland club final. Lauren, first of all, how did it feel to get over the line the last day against Clonairn?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hasn't really hit yet. I don't think. I suppose going up there was probably a sense of kind of the unknown, really, because I suppose we had never kind of travelled kind of overnight or went away like kind of a long distance. So we kind of were a bit of the unknown. But I suppose together as a group, we kind of set out that, you know, it was just the next game. We had to focus on ourselves. And obviously, you know, we played very well, I thought. Obviously, there's parts that we can obviously dissect and look at for next week. But I think overall, it was a great team performance. And yeah, look, I suppose after the game, you could see the joy in everybody and even our supporters, which were brilliant to travel up with us. But no, yeah, look, it's brilliant. It's great to be here again training. So yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's great.
How reassuring is it to have someone like Michelle McGrath in front of you in the number 3 jersey?
Yeah, Michelle is brilliant. I think she's a top-class footballer. I think she's phenomenal, and I think everybody in the team just has this massive respect for her. And I think, you know, if Michelle tells you go left, you go left. Like, there's no doubt about it. She really does organise the backs very well, and you know, like she's phenomenal, and she really does kind of bring on the players around her. So obviously, we're very lucky to have Michelle.
Can you tell us about your own past experiences in Croke Park, Lauren?
Yeah, look, I suppose I'm very fortunate that I've had the chances to be there with my Camogie club, Care, where we won an intermediate final. And also, I've been also very lucky to be there with my county, Tipperary, as well. So, yeah, look, it's definitely an unbelievable experience. And I think you kind of have to realise that being there with your club is very, very special. And yeah, look, I'm excited to get back there with this club, and I think it's going to be a great day out.
You represent Tipperary in the county colours, Lauren, but you're lining out with Waterford's most famous club in Ballymacarbery. Can you explain to our listeners how that all came about?
Yeah, so I'm a Tip woman, there's no doubt about that. I'm from Newcastle, which is a neighbouring parish of Ballymacarbery. We have the same parish, and it just happens to be that it's split. Newcastle is in Tip, and then we'll say Ballymacarbery is in Waterford. Newcastle didn't have a ladies football growing up, so I opted to play for Ballymacarbery as it's the closest club. Look, obviously it's great, and I love the club. I may be a Tip woman, but I'm also a Ballymac woman, and I'm very grateful to be a part of the club.
Yeah, when did you first start lining out with the Ballymacarbery ladies, Lauren?
So I was playing when I was younger, under 12s, under 10s. I then kind of took a break from football kind of in my mid-teens. And then, you know, I came back then when I was around 16, 17. So 17, yeah. So, yeah, no, I've been here a while. And, I love it here, to be fair.
How did you end up between the posts?
The funny story, I would have always played outfield, foot forward actually, and during my school year when I was 16, club manager Shane Renan kind of put me in goals just for a stand-in game, and I suppose I never left since. So I've been there since I'm 16 now, and I don't seem to be moving anytime soon.
How much of a buzz did you get in the Munster final to pull off those three saves when the banner were really putting you under pressure?
God, yeah, I suppose when you think back to that game now, it was a brilliant game, an overall fantastic performance by everybody. And I think, you know, those saves kind of came kind of into the second half, so I suppose they were very important. I was just very happy to do what I could for the team, because, you know, the girls out the field had been doing Trojan work, you know, and I suppose as a goalkeeper you kind of go through periods of lull moments, and I suppose to be able to kind of stand up in the moments where you're needed, it's a great boost for the team, yeah.
And family-wise, Lauren, who will be up there supporting you in Croke Park on the 16th?
Oh, without a doubt, my mum and dad. Anyway, you know, they've been great to get every game this year, and you know, they made the big trip up to Armagh as well. So yeah, no, there's no doubt that they'll be there, and a few more family members as well. So yeah, no, I'm very grateful for them to always be there.
And will we see a few blue and white flags up in Newcastle over the next few days?
Oh, most certainly. I think my mum has got a bit of a slag in the last few days. She has a lovely big Waterford flag flying out of the house. So yeah, no, I'm sure it'll stay up there for another while yet anyway.
And Val McCarvery goalkeeper Lauren Fitzpatrick, thanks for your time this evening, and all the best in the All-Ireland final.
Thank you very much.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.